Welcome to this Twitter Masterclass with Rob Brown. We're looking at people in this arena that are experts on Twitter, that are making money from Twitter, that have some great advice to share on Twitter. And I'm delighted to have with me today Ian McKendrick. Ian, hello to you.
Hello there, Rob. How are you?
And we're doing great. Ian, tell us how long you've been using Twitter.
Relatively shortly, really. I suppose I started in November last year, 2008.
Now tell me, did you get Twitter first time?
No. No, I did not. No, what on earth is all this about?
Is it about getting as many followers as you can, or is there something more to it than that?
No, it's not. It's not. It's about getting the right followers.
Do you want to just explain Twitter to us like we're a little classroom of five-year-olds?
It's a messaging system where you can only use 140 characters. When you sign up to Twitter, there's a little box at the top of the screen. It says at the top there, what are you doing? And you've got 140 characters within which to say what it is you're doing. You just type out what you were doing, and then you press the update button, and that goes out to your followers.
Is it so much about what you're doing, or has that moved on, would you say, to what you're interested in?
It is, I think, about what you're doing still. I like to see what my followers are up to. People keep in touch by email, they keep in touch with blogs, they keep in touch with telephone calls and SMS texts, but they don't capture the little bits of life that, if you like, add the personality. I mean, you wouldn't tell somebody in an email that you were just going to make a cup of tea, but it is something that you wouldn't think twice about doing on Twitter. Whether that's going to be useful or not to people is questionable, but I think the thing I love about Twitter is it lets you see sort of what people are about and what they're up to and what's affecting them in their day-to-day lives. And it can be used to help you sell your products and services or to become known as the specialist in a particular area by helping people through Twitter.
Well, surely it's about selling yourself as well, because people can't buy you if they don't know you.
Selling yourself is about creating a reputation with people, and it's about getting known for things and being known as a particular type of person. You know, Twitter taken in isolation is probably a bit harsh, and I think Twitter ought to be looked at as part of your reputation building program and should be looked at alongside maybe other social networking activities like Facebook or LinkedIn to your face-to-face social network meetings that you go to at your local business clubs. When you go along to these, you know, it's not all about standing there in front of people and telling them about who you are and what you do. It's about engaging with people and building up friendships.
What's your particular personal objective with Twitter, Ian?
It's so people can find out more about me, who I am, what I do, what makes me tick, about what my interests are. But it's also for me to find out other like-minded people, people who could use my products and services, and people that I can help. It's giving me a window on the world. A very intimate window as well, because people are voicing their concerns in a way that you wouldn't normally get in a face-to-face meeting. And that on its own opens up opportunities to engage in a solution with them, or a path to a solution that could potentially lead to business.
Well, what tools are helping you make the most of Twitter? Because there's a lot of applications and things out there, aren't there, that can help make it better for you.
Okay, my main tool is my iPhone, funnily enough, and I use an application on that called Tweety. The thing I love about using the iPhone is that I can tweet very easily in what I call my dead time. So I do a lot of work with IT, so if I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for some files to upload to a web server, for example, I'll then pop into Twitter and have a look and engage with my followers there. I snap photographs a lot. Photographs have a phenomenal drawing power. People love looking at pictures, so I try to take as many pictures of what I'm doing as I can, interesting and fun things, because it just adds so much more personality, I suppose, you know, about who I am and what I'm doing. When I'm on my desktop, however, I tend to use the web browser quite a bit. Second to that, I use an application called Twirl, which I normally have on the left-hand side of my screen and just watch the Twitter conversations come down. And the third application that I use is TweetDeck, and that's when I get into some, when I'm getting into some really serious tweeting, then I'll open up TweetDeck and use that. But that's quite rare these days, to be honest.
Well, listen, Ian, I know that you spend a lot of your time helping people to make the most of social media. Tell us, what kind of problems or challenges would people have that mean that they would really need your service?
Everybody is an expert in something, and it's about helping those people to be able to get that information out to people. And the way that I do that is by a blog hosting service and a blog support service. I see Twitter as one of the paths that lead to your blog. And your blog should be filled with things that are useful to people. It should be a crowd puller. I call it the honeypot. That's where all the golden nuggets and glittery jewels of your knowledge and expertise are kept, where people can go along and find out about, you know, about you and about what you do. And that's what I do, is I help people build that honeypot. And if they haven't got time to do that, we've got people that can help them produce the content that they need, that talk about the things that they want to talk about, and then surround that honeypot with calls to action, which then lead on to the sale. So Twitter, I see, although it is a way of being able to build up a reputation or a brand, it is a path to your honeypot, which eventually leads to business.
That's brilliant, Ian. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way, funnily enough, is just my name, Ian McKendrick. You can find me on twitter.com/ Ian McKendrick. Go to my blog, ianmckendrick.com, facebook.com/ Ian McKendrick, or just go to Google, which is probably the best place, and just type Ian McKendrick, and you'll find all of my social networking activities displayed there.
Ian McKendrick, that's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.